say you grow cotton and a what?
Cotton and corn.
Yeah.
Peanuts and onion and all kind of stuff.
Uh-huh. What would you call that corn grows in? You call that a corn?
A corn, yeah.
Corn
what? That's the corn. It's corn for you. Okay? Corn patch, like you can have. You have a cotton patch, a cotton over there, you call that the cotton patch.
Uh-huh.
Or you can have corn over here, and we call that the corn patch.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between patch and field?
Well, it ain't a bit different. It's just the name. They got this name. You give them different names. You call it where you plant your corn. That's what you call it, the corn patch.
Uh-huh.
Where you plant your cotton, it's a cotton patch. Where it's all the same.
When you talk, say about a 30 or 40 acre patch.
Yeah.
So a patch doesn't have to be small.
No, it don't have to be small. It'd be large. Mm-hmm. I mean, 30 or 40 acres, it'd be a patch. Still, you call it the patch. Mm-hmm.
What about, say, what kind of fences might you have?
Well, we were long them days. We didn't have anything but rail fence. I don't speak ill season like that.
Just
rail fence.
What does that look?
Wood,
I've seen.
Made out of wood.
Uh-huh.
Pine, just split them over. Uh-huh. Put them up. And all the way around 30 and 40 acres. All you had to do that was push it through with your hand. You could do it, but you know, stalk on them a little better. So that's where we made crop with real fence.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? That's way back.
Were there different types of rail fences, different ways to build them?
No, it all had to be them all the same way.
Uh-huh.
All of them had to be put up the same way.
Did you ever see if you wanted to build up the top rail sort of, if your fence wasn't high enough for you, you might take these rails and go up like this,
mm-hmm.
and then like that, and lay a board then across. What would you call those?
Well, just call you the, I don't know what I was using. Like I said, we always, our rail fence, we get to, you know, get low. We just go split some more rail and start building on top.
Uh-huh.
On top of that, wherever rotten ass is under the bottom, we take them out on the bottom, put on the new one,
uh-huh.
and put the old one on top, and they just keep ready, keep it in and come on in.
That's what we do. What kind of fences might you have around your yard or a garden?
Well, that's what you call a picket fence. Sometimes we had picket then, or what you call a picket. Just a wood picket.
Uh-huh.
People rib them out with a trigger thing and ride them out of that ride out board. But we used to ride out board to build houses with. Just picket. They had a picket fence.
How would they be built?
They'd just be standing there, you build them up. Put the nail your piece down here at the bottom and put your post there, nail your piece there at the bottom from one post to the other. And at the top, and they'll your piece the same way, then you put your stand up your picket there, near the top.
Uh-huh.
That's the picket thing.
Were they pointed like this at the top?
You can have them cut off, you know, sharp, like point them like you want to. If you want them, then keened off, and then pointed.
And they were nailed together instead of held by wire?
Yeah, they're nailed together. That's right. That's right. Nailed together.
What about something that was held together by a sort of a wire?
Well, I seen them held by wire. You rock them by wire like that.